Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All righty. Big game coming up tonight, 10 past 7. It is Port Adelaide taking on St Kilda. Let's talk to their defensive coach, old Moneybags himself, Tyson Goldsack, joins us. Goldie, thank you for your time.
No worries at all. Thanks for having me on.
All right, let's throw some curly ones at you. There's a bit to talk about at the moment. we were debating about Charlie Dixon. I thought maybe you might keep him out for another week just to have him fresh for the showdown. Was that ever considered?
No, it wasn't.
All right, we'll move on to the second question.
How important does he become now without Soldo there and needing him to be a backup ruckman again?
Yeah, I think with or without Soldo, he's important. I know there was talk about him, we went to him too many times, but yeah, he fills a role for us and he's the one that brings the ball to ground, halves contest. So it's not so much we're going to him, we're going to that part of the ground. And I think last week it kind of showed a little bit that we missed him.
Jordan Sweet, you can always find a positive out of a negative. Big Ivan has to have the knee clean out. This is a wonderful opportunity for Jordan Sweet, who has shown on numerous occasions that he's up to the level.
Yeah, exactly. And we might be a little bit more concerned if we didn't have a ruckman that was in form, you know, in the sample, ready to come forward and play AFL. And he showed last week he's up to the task. He's a big boy. And the more games in a row he gets, the better he'll become. And, yeah, we're looking forward to what he can show us one out tonight.
So, what about the men working under him? There's the question about you've got the big three names of Connor Rosie, Zach Butters in his 100th game, and Jason Horne-Francis. Should they be matched up as a trio at centre bounces more often than they have been?
Not necessarily. No, not by the stats. It doesn't say the same thing. I mean, from a spectator's point of view, it would look very dynamic, wouldn't it?
It would.
It'd be good to watch them go about their business together. But William Drew is just so reliable for us. So we talk about the big three and what they're capable of. Sometimes they're able to do that because of the likes of Willem Drew and Ollie Wines. It's funny, we have a Brownlow medalist that doesn't get put in the same group as those three. But when we get role players in there doing their thing as well, I think it just kind of magnifies how good the other three are.
So when you say the stats doesn't tell us that, are you saying that when those three are in there, they're not as successful?
No, it's just that we know that the stats and combination that we get, that we get different outcomes, whether that's secondary stoppages, whether it's defending centre bounces or scoring from centre bounces. It's not a one-way street with the young three guys in there. So we know that if we get different matchups, different combinations, then it'll give us different outcomes depending on the game.
What about the stat of the week that you give up so much score in red time, quarter by quarter? Where does that work?
Yeah.
Which is, you know, a year ago it was you weren't scoring enough in the first 10 minutes of the game. Now you're conceding too much in the last 10 minutes of a game.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, we don't want to jump at shadows necessarily, and we know that is a stat. And we've looked at stats like that before, and it doesn't look good on paper. Mm. How we address it is, you know, are we staying in the moment, in any moment of the game? And that's a question at the moment that we have. And what can we do, either as players or as coaches, to make sure that we react to what's going on the field, you know, whether that's doubling down because things are going well, or whether that's, you know, just going into a frame of mind where, okay, this game's getting away from us a little bit, we need to put some things in place or change our mentality with the game just to lock it down for the next 5 minutes. It might be just to, you know, quell the momentum.
So Dylan Williams comes in for his second game of the year. Why was Ryan Burton dropped?
So first, Dill does come in and he showed he can play AFL footy. And he's been a little bit unlucky to not get more chances so far. But our back line was going pretty well. Birdo's gone back to play for the Magpies, and he, just the consistency of his contest is probably what got him in the end. And we know he can do it. You know, he gives us plenty of offensive looks, but we just want to see that consistent, you know, contest and turn up from Birdo, so, which he's more than capable of doing. So yeah, he'll go back there and get a look this weekend against Norwood tomorrow night, and then we'll see what happens after that.
How'd he take the feedback?
Well, he wasn't stoked, as no one ever is when they get omitted. But that's why I said I didn't want to talk to him, you know, on the day he got the news. But I said I'm here for you, and we'll go through everything you need to know. So yeah, there'll be no question marks of what's required from Birdo going forward. And I'm here for him every step of the way. I've been in his shoes too many times to count through my career. So it's always tough, but there's always a road back.
So when you say, if we can just break it down for your supporter base, when you say it's about the contest, you want him to go harder, or can you explain that a little bit better?
Yeah, well, when we talk about consistency in contests, it's if you have an aerial contest that you're doing what you should. The ball should either finish off in your hands or in a certain part of the ground. If it's a ground ball, either you're getting there and you're influencing, or you're not getting there and you're influencing some other part of the ground. But you can't just be, I don't want to say passionate because it sounds like I'm being really negative towards him, but if you're not impacting the game, then yeah, essentially you are a passenger for that moment. So we just wanted to make sure his starting points are right and he's choosing the right moments to impact, and when he gets the looks that he was getting, that he actually, you know, wins that ball or halves that contest.
Hey, Goldie, footy might be a little bit different now than when you first started, but a lot of defenders now are guarding space, not just an opponent. Is he taking a bit of heat as well? For when you look at the record, we get texts on it all the time about the smaller forwards seem to do a lot of damage to the Port Adelaide defence. Is that something you recognise?
Yeah, we recognise, you know, how we get scored against. We recognise the matchups that we have, and we also recognise what we get out of it going the other way. We think we have the build of our back line the way we need it. Last week we were challenged because Collingwood weren't that tall and we were quite tall, and then we didn't turn up in our ground ball area. So we have guys that can still win ground balls even though they're tall. We have guys that are smaller that can still win in the air. So we're just making sure that when we get our looks, and we can modify things from week to week depending on who we're playing, that we're aware of the opposition. And that might be a one-on-one opposition that we're talking about. And your starting points are right to give you every chance to win a half.
So just on that, Tyson, when James Bartel on one of these many football shows that there are at the end of the weekend cut up the tape of the Port defence and showed so many Collingwood players with a lot of space, that point Kim makes about guarding territory or guarding an opponent, when you cut up the tape, what did you see?
I saw that we were reactive. I saw times when we were actually in really good starting points, and then we're probably too focused on our man and not trusting ourselves to go at the ball and win that footy. I think we balked a couple of times, whether it's the bigger ground, the Collingwood team being the current premiers, you know, that were a little bit gun shy to play our brand of football. But what I did see was, I don't think it was truly us and what we believe we are and can be. So that's the most disappointing part. From my eyes, is I don't want my players to go out there and think they can't do something. You know, I think we've got stars in our back line that should be able to play the way they want to play if they get the right transition and they respect their opponent the right way. And I didn't see the confidence that they should have last week.
Okay. Love it. Appreciate how candid you've been, Tyson. Hey, just quickly, should be a cracking game. Who's your sub tonight?
Gee, I don't know. You've put me on the spot there.
Very clever answer.
No,
it's a little bit early. We'll wait 20 minutes before the game.
If I knew, I would have said it too.
Yeah, I think you would have too. I know. Hey, Tyce, really enjoyed the chat. We appreciate it. It was really honest. We loved it. Good luck tonight.
No worries at all, guys. Beautiful. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the game.
Yeah, we will. It should be a cracker.
Kim, what? There is a poll out about draws. Majority of footy fans want the draw to stay.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I got that wrong.
Oh, well.
Really?
How would you know what's right and what's wrong? Well, 3,000 votes is a significant polling stat. Majority still happy with the draw as a result. That's the only thing I've got from that poll.
Oh, well, we need a count, Rich. That could change.